You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We want to talk to those of you who do your exercise in the morning. I don't know. I mean, have you ever gone out early? Like for us, it would have to be on a Saturday or Sunday because we are otherwise occupied Monday through Friday. But if I go out on a Saturday morning at 6:30 or 7 and I see people, you know, running along the side of the road, or you drive past the gym and you see, you know, parking lot has got a fair number of cars in it.
Yeah.
People in there getting their workout on,
working on their
5,
fitness.
6, 7 a.m.
It's a good feeling. Like that's when I do my runs generally on Saturday and Sunday. It's like 6:37. I get out there and just run. And it's the best. It's just the feeling of morning. It's kind of cool. You're kind of alone. You hear the animals and the birds. You do. Like, there's this lake that I go run around, and there's been many times after I'm done, I'll just take my headphones off and sit on a bench and just listen to all the birds and wildlife, and it's peaceful.
Well, if you're a morning person like this, we've got some good news for you. If this is your thing, if this is your jam, is to work out in the morning. They did a study, and it wasn't some minor study with like a couple hundred people. This was 5,000 people. They studied their exercise habits, and what they found is that the ones who worked out in the first part of the day, there in the morning, tended to have lower BMI, that's your body mass index. They tended to have slimmer waists, but on top of that, they just overall had a healthier diet, ate fewer calories.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out, you know, what is causing, you know, what? Is it just that the people who tend to eat less and be healthier just naturally gravitate to the morning? Or is there a cause and effect that by working out in the morning, you tend to develop these better lifestyle habits?
It's almost like that whole thing where they say you need to make your bed at the beginning of the day because you've already succeeded at something. You've accomplished something. And now to go and work out for an hour and work on yourself and your body, you are succeeding right away, and it probably translates to the rest of your day. And you know what? Yeah. I worked at a gym for like 5 years, way back in the day. And, you know, I pulled a few 4 a.m. shifts when that gym opened, and you would see the regulars come in at that time, and they were always jacked. Man. They were jacked, very physically fit people that would come in at that time of day. So there's obviously something to this.
Well, get a load of this part. This is really interesting. They found that the early morning exercise group people were actually, think about this, overall, they were more sedentary overall for the rest of the day. In other words, they spend more time sitting around than any of the other groups. So what they're saying is it looks like you can still be healthy even if you sit all day on your butt at work, as long as you get your steps in early.
Yeah, you got your fitness done early, so essentially you've accomplished that for the day.
I go out to the park and I do the trail. I did another trail walk yesterday. Did about 4 miles yesterday. And I always end up doing it sometime between like 1 and 4 o'clock my time. That's generally my window. Between 1 and 4. So I'm an early afternoon guy. I would love to see some sort of study on that to see if that's... Look, it's better than nothing.
That's the thing. As long as you're out moving around, that's something, right? And then
but
watching what you're eating.
Early afternoon guy.
That's the whole thing, too, is like these people may be sitting around all day, but they're probably not packing down Pop-Tarts and, you know,
well, you hope
junk food for the rest of the day if they are actually putting in the time to work out.
And I'd love to see
they're eating
some,
their cottage cheese.
Yeah, I'd love to see more of the science data on it in terms of what happens to their metabolism, let's say, compared to people who work out later in the day. Because I'm wondering if it somehow tweaks your metabolism if you get out of bed and work out versus get out of bed, have your coffee, go sit in an office, then go exercise in the afternoon or evening.
Yeah.
I would love to see data on that.
Yeah, because, I mean, from what I understand, I mean, it's like after you work out, like, your body is just burning those calories for, like, essentially the rest of the day because your muscles are just burning those calories. So I guess if you start the day fresh, then... you're burning calories all day. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know more.
There's so much behind it.
We got a note from Melissa. She just sent a text message to 303-691-1649. And Melissa says, I wake up at 4:30 and work out. I love getting the hardest part of my day over with.
There it is. Yeah.
And feeling accomplished before the rest of the world wakes up.
Yes.
Sets the tone for the day.
And it truly is like the best way to start. You're out there, you're exercising, you're moving instead of, you know, filling up on coffee and, you know, putting your 9 sugar packets in your coffee and eating your bowl of Frosted Flakes. Instead, you're, you know, pumping some iron.
Yeah.
I'm for it, man.
Anyway, just something for you to think about. This study, again, was of 5,000 people, so it's not something to sneeze at, I guess.